Ephesians 1 verse 1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So we said, he wrote it to saints. That means people who Jesus died for, and people who are righteous by faith in him. Then he says to the faithful, and last week I told you, I said, these are two parts of his letters. Of his letter. Saints and the faithful. And so you observe that the first part of Pauline letter to the Ephesians was more of what God has done for them. It was more of, you are blessed, your blessings, your sins are forgiven, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness. Now, you are above all power, dominions, principalities, names, that is named not only this world, but also that which is to come. You have been quickened too. You are saved by grace, chapter 2, verse 8. In chapter 3, you belong to the family in heaven and that of the earth. You know, then as it yet towards chapter 4, he began to say the things that you ought to now do as a response to that saintly appellation. That is, because you are a saint, you will now love others. You will now forgive others. So, when you see him start out his letter to the saints and the faithful, it's about. That's what he's about to say. There says, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Say, he has blessed us. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we are blessed. Come on. Then he mentions the blessings in verse 4 to verse 13. How that he has forgiven us, he has chosen us, we have mercy, we have wisdom, we have redemption, we have predestination unto children. We've explained all of this in our earlier teachings of Ephesians. That said, the believer is saved. Verse 13 says, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you have believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So the Spirit is a vital aspect of our faith. What did I say? Say it again. The Spirit is a vital aspect of our faith. The believer is wall to wall the Holy Ghost. There's no distance. He says, we now have the Spirit of God. Don't forget, Jesus already told Nicodemus. In John chapter 3, in verse 3, when Nicodemus said, you're a teacher from heaven. Nobody can do these miracles except he has been sent from God. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, what's happening? I don't understand what you're saying. In verse 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of water, that is of the Spirit. Except a man be born of water, that of the Spirit. Don't forget, when you hear water, that is Exodus. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in whom our fathers were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 2. So that water factor is the Exodus. That exit, that sea, that miraculous escape. So when you see a man be baptized with water, that's why when John would baptize Jesus, listen very well, he took him to where it happened. Jordan. Because Jordan is the one you cross to enter Canaan. And so he took him to Jordan and said, you know what? This will be the genesis of the promise of God. The beginning of the promise of God. The fulfillment of it. God promised Abraham a land. Of course, we know the land was just allegorical for the Spirit, right? The land was not the end to itself. That's why, even when they got to the land, Joshua told them, there's still a rest. This is not it. Is it making sense? But when they got to Jordan, they knew the promise is now. And that's why John went to Jordan and took Jesus and baptized him to tell the people in and around that place that the promise is now. He had been telling them before that time, said, you know, I baptize you with water, but the one that's coming after me, he's going to baptize you with the Spirit. And they've been wondering, where is he coming? When? Where is he? And so when Jesus came around, then he said, you are seeing the Jordan. If you see the Jordan, you know the next thing is Canaan. So Jesus said, except a man be baptized of that water, the water that leads to the Spirit, that leads to the promise of God, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter it. So what do we have as believers? What we have is the Spirit. That means every believer is born of the Spirit. I'm born of the Spirit of God. So the believer is born of the Spirit. It's not all natural. All there is to you is not just flesh. All there is to you is not just physical. You actually have the Spirit of the living God. In Romans 8, verse 14, Paul told the church in Rome, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So for you to say you are a child of God, it means you are being led. The word led is the word ago in the Greek, A-G-O, to be carried, to be birthed, to be guided. So as many as are birthed, as are brought forth, as are guided by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What does that tell you? Everyone who is born again today has the Spirit of God. They have the Spirit of God. So all there is to me is not just natural. So when people go and they say, I just have the word of knowledge. I have the word of wisdom. I just saw something there. And you go and say, I remember when we were younger. When pastors come and they say, there's someone here. Until I started preaching myself. And the first time I had the word of knowledge about someone in the meeting, of course I just said it, bam. I didn't even know that there are some things you not say, you just know. And you are meant to go to the person later. I just said it's that. You are battling with inconsciousness. And the person didn't want to come and I said, row number, clinical, seat number. Crazy. I was 18 or 17, so don't blame me. But I start to know that, oh, that means it's not all natural to the believer. No, there are people that everything to them is what you can see. There's actually nothing about them that you cannot see. Everything they have is what you can see there. But when it comes to the believer in Christ, he can bring something out of his pocket. What they call it? He can pull a heart. Yeah? Not magic. I mean, he can pull a heart and before you know it, you are in a singing session. My friends in the Ibadan. It just is spontaneous. We'll say, we want to go and rehearse. So most of us are instrumentalists. So we'll say, we want to go and rehearse. We'll go to church. There's this church that gives us their keys. Very nice people. Thank God for them. And so, I mount on the keyboard, some mount on bass guitar, another on the drum, saxophone, and all that. We want to practice, so we have ministration. So when people go on ministration now, I've done it. You know, yeah? I've done more than 1,000. So you want you to know how much? More than 1,000. There was a time that it was almost every day in the week. If you don't have one at Songo, you have one as UI. If you don't have a UI, you have a pulley. So when you are going about, now just know that the Rolling Stones gather no moves. But let's forget that one. There's no depth in that thing. There's no depth at all. You just be running about. But you know, as we practice it, so someone just start out with tongues. And before you know it, the next thing we're going to know is that we're all on the floor singing in tongues. And you check the time, 3 o'clock. We start at 9. Because all there is to us is not just natural. So, Jesus said you are born of the Spirit. So that means our activities will also be spiritual. If all there is to you is natural, 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 then there's a big issue. Look at how Jesus explained it. Before that, let's read on Ephesians. See how we explain the believer. In chapter 1, verse 16. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the wisdom of the Spirit, right? Alright? And revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us work, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ. When He raised Him from the dead, He's still talking about Christ, and set Him as own rather in heavenly places, far above all principality, and power, and mind, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head of all things to the church, which is His body,
the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you he hath quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we also have our conversation in time past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of our mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, what has he done? He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, are you saved? Can we read verse 6 together? He has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places. See what he described. He described the fact that we were coming from somewhere, but now we are in another. We were coming from where we had our lives controlled by a spirit. Calls him the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walks in the children of disobedience. Say, but no, not longer. Now we are seated with him. That is the Exodus story. That is the Exodus story. They were slaves, but now they are with him. They were under the rule of Pharaoh, under slavery, under idolatry, but now they are with him. Does that make sense? So when you see that theme, the theme of Ephesians is actually an Exodus story. Who we were, but now we are in Christ. Exodus. Let's read on. In verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that you being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by those who are called circumcision in the flesh, but made by hands, that at that time you are without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Can we verse 13 together to verse 15? Let's go. But now in Christ Jesus, you are sometimes found and made near by the, for is our peace, who has made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Even the commandments obtained in ordinances, for to make himself two, one new man. So making. Is that Exodus? When you read verse 13, you are sometimes the Pharaoh, but you have been made near by the blood. Is that Exodus? Come on, is that Exodus? You have been made near by the blood. That's what Jesus taught in Matthew 26. Verse 26. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks. Verse 27, and he gave it to them, saying, drink all of it. Verse 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. For what? For the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it with you new in my Father's kingdom. So, again, the New Testament is going to be ushered in by the blood. And when you hear, this is the blood of the New Testament, what comes to your mind? Passover? That night in Egypt? Come on. Put the blood on your post. When I see the blood, I will pass over. And so Jesus says, you know what? This time, this is the blood of my New Testament. As you are eating it, think of me. Think of what I'm about to do, which is my Father's kingdom. Interesting. And so, the theme of Ephesians is the theme of the Passover. Broken for you. Broken for you. So the believer is an Exodus person. Is the one, again, we have taught this in most of our teachings, so you can just lay your hands on teachings around Ephesians. Hope of his calling. So you discover why we kept going back to Exodus in those teachings. Because I told you Ephesians is an Exodus thing. Hope of his calling, the riches of his glory, of his inheritance of the saints, the exceeding greatness of his power. Which one? That one? Revelation, the knowledge of him. Alright. So we have teachings around those subjects. Alright, so we said the believer is an Exodus person. He has escaped the world of darkness. He is now in the kingdom of God. Interesting. Last week we stopped at Ephesians 5. And we said verse 8. You were sometimes darkness. But now you are what? Come on, you are what?
light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Is that Exodus? Come on. Eh? You were darkness, Egypt, but now you are light. You are darkness, but now you are light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. Was this what Moses taught? When he told them that, don't go back to Egypt. Come on. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful. So when you see, when we're teaching Galatians, I taught you that. When you see Moses say, don't eat this meat. Don't eat this meat. It's not the meat that is evil. It's only because that is the prevalent meat in Egypt. So he will say, don't eat of maybe pork, for example, which some people have taken overly. Thank your God I did not say turkey or chicken. So Moses will say, don't eat this kind of animal. Not because the animal is evil in itself. Everything God created is good. Paul says, all meat you eat with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. All meat. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Just say, bless you. Whether it's stir fry or any meat with thanksgiving, just take it. But he's going to tell them not to take those meats because that is what they were eating in Egypt. And by taking it again, what they are doing is that they are taking themselves back to Egypt. That's the same way of saying, don't have any fellowship with your fruitful works of darkness. It's the same thing. See, does that make sense what I just said now? Huh? Alright. So when he says, don't have any fellowship with your fruitful works, what he's saying is, don't go back to the old man. I was telling someone yesterday, I said, your old man is still very alive. No, Paul said, the old man has been crucified. Some people's old man. I said, you brought your old man. Take him back. He should be dead. Amen. Oh, you heard me when I was saying it. Alright. So, don't have any fellowship with, verse 11, Ephesians 5:11, we unfruitful work of darkness, but rather rebuke them. That's what reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things that are done to them in secret. But all things are reproved, made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake you that sleeps, arise from the dead, and Christ light. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. I explained this very well last week. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So how do we redeem the time? You walk in the, you walk in the light, yeah. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So, most of his themes are, don't be this, be this. Don't be this, be this. Don't stay in Egypt. Stay in God's will. Don't stay in darkness. Walk in the light. Does that make sense? And so, the entire Ephesians story is the story of our Exodus. So, I said, believer is an Exodus person. And if we are Exodus people, let's see what happened in the Exodus. Exodus. Go to Exodus. You learning something? Where did we stop? No, okay, I've been teaching this for weeks now. We stopped at, do not be drunk with wine. Where is the nexus? But be filled with the Spirit. Alright? That's it. We said, the entire Ephesians story is what? Eh? It's an Exodus theme, right? You are sometimes in darkness, but you're not. You are sometimes strangers, but you're not. You are sometimes afar off, but you're not now. That makes sense? You are sometimes dead in trespasses and sins, but now you have been quickened. That is our transition. Alright, that's it. So we said the believer is an Exodus person. In Exodus chapter 14, Exodus 14 verse 26, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not as much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea,
and the waters were a wall on them, on their right hand and on their left. Amen. What a miracle. What a miracle. Have you ever imagined this? If you have ever imagined it, you would not doubt what God can do. I've been to the sea before, and I know the depth of the ocean, at least mathematically. I can imagine the entire sea being a wall on your right and on your left. You might not even want to go inside it. Say, ah. I'll not enter now. You might say, ah. Gate want to close. You know, and they walked on dry ground. How did these people not believe God again? That's just another story for another day. If I see that kind of miracle once in my life, I won't doubt whatever Moses said. If Moses said we should go and die, I'll go and die. Because if you can part the sea, hallelujah. And so, he stretched 49, and verse 31. And Israel saw the great work that the Lord did upon Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. You know, they just believed him from that time, shall? Verse 15. Can we verse 15? Chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. Once you go. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider are he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God. How we exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is name. Amen. So if a believer is an Exodus person, then he's a singing person. Because the Exodus met singing. So if we are a singing people, then the church is a singing nation. The Exodus is met with singing and rejoicing. So we are a singing nation. Don't forget we are coming from, do not be drunk with wine, where is the nexus? But be filled with the Spirit, singing, right? Speaking to one another, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melodies in your heart. Ephesians 5:18, that's where we're coming from. So we said the believer is a singing person. So we have replaced Exodus now with singing, right? Because the fourth activity we saw upon the exit is that they sang. They sang. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Some believers say, hey, new creation, you have grace. The Lord is not a man of war. He's our father. Oh God. What he has done for us in salvation is warfare. When you hear things like principality, dominion, you don't brush aside dominion. You exercise a greater dominion. You don't brush aside principalities. No, you are stronger. So he's the man of war. So we said, if a believer is a singing person or a singing spirit, then we need to take attention to what we sing. The world cannot define singing to us. It is the scriptures that will define singing to us. Just like talking. You know, the world defines talking. Say what is on your mind. Sorrow's okay. But personally, I know I don't have to say what is on my mind. I have to actually say what is right. There's a difference. There's a difference between what is on my mind and what is the right thing to say. How many of you know what I'm saying? Are there times that what is on your mind is not the right thing to say? Eh? Come on. Brothers are sitting like this now. What is on their mind is not the right thing to say. For the world has told you that there's a way to talk. Regardless of how people feel, I'll say what is on my mind. I don't care. I don't look at people's face. I say what's on my mind. Shut up. That doesn't show you that you are strong or you are smart. Some people don't. Some people talk and they in their head they sound smart. Or smart. And I was looking at one and he was saying, I just say it. I say it as it is. I don't look at anybody's face. That's actually not smart. That's actually stupid. In the world, they say, talk. If you're not comfortable with it, then how can it be wrong because you're not comfortable with it? Thank God that your parents did not allow you to do everything that was comfortable for you. You not go to school. Some of you here will not go to school. Amaka, just stay at home watching TV. Your mother, the day you said you are sick, that you don't want to go to school, your mom said you will go. If they allowed you to do everything that was comfortable for you, I don't even know what I'm saying now. Uh-huh. So when someone is telling you, go for prayer meeting, and you say, it's not comfortable for me.
Some things are not comfortable for you. Amen. But they are expedient. They are profitable. Hallelujah. So the world cannot define singing to us. The same way they cannot define talking. So the scriptures now tell us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I know that my mouth is not just for talking nonsense. It is for living. It's not just for eating. For living. That means I can command things. I can actually experience death or life by what I say. That's why you must learn to say the right things. You can't be a loose cannon. You know a loose cannon? It's just shooting. Pow, 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 pow. Imagine someone carrying a gun on the street. And the gun, he doesn't have to cock it. He doesn't have to trigger anything. The gun is just been firing. Tum, 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 tum. Are you going to stay with the person? He's carrying a loose cannon. You can't just talk anyhow. The same way you can't just sing anyhow. So, singing is more than melody. It is life. What I say? Huh? It's more than melody. I taught this some time ago. God, is it God wants to hear you sing? God wants to hear you sing. It's more than just melody. Revelation 14. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you. Open it. Revelation 14. Whatever we're going to read now, just calm down. Verse 1. And I looked, lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. Can we verse 3 together? And a song, as it were, a new song. Is that Exodus? Miriam sang. Moses sang. That's Moses' song. Song a new song. That's Exodus. The song a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song. Emphasis. No man could learn that song. But the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Interesting. Revelation 15, verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. Just put your mind away from all these ones. Eh? I've thought why you would see all these kind of images. I've thought it before, right? We thought it's Jesus' letter to seven churches. I thought in Dialogue Prophet at the point. All those imageries. Just be seeing the sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, they stand upon the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Can we read verse 3 and 4 together? And they sing the song of Moses. Is that the new song? Is that the song of salvation? Eh? They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Is that in Exodus? Yeah, the Lamb. Uh-huh. The Son of the Lamb saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For thou art holy, for all the nations shall come and worship before you. For thy commandments are made manifest. They sang the song of Moses. So it's not a song we hear from the world. They are unique to us. He said, no man could learn them. Interesting. You know, when you sing in the Spirit, are people learning it? No man could learn it. Is that not 1 Corinthians 14:15? If I speak by the Spirit, no man understands. Verse 2, 1 Corinthians 14:2. No man understands. If a man speaks by the Spirit, no man understands tongues. No man could learn it. You don't learn it. You don't learn. In the most cinematic. Pastor, say it again. Segada. Okay. Segada. You don't write tongues. Amen. When I was younger, 2008, I saw one of my posts on Facebook. 2010. And I wrote in tongues. I wrote, Lenunas. I can't remember it, but imagine someone writing, Lenunas Tantala Bayika. How did you spell it? With which language? Krebanoza. Who is this at hashtag those days? And I tagged some of my friends that commented in that post. Fire. You are writing fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. What do you know I was saying? Say, it must be right. Whatever you are saying. No man could as well learn it. They are unique to us. They are songs. So we are an Exodus people. Us to be a singing nation. Sam is a singing person. No, that's not everybody here. Sam is a singing person. It's not about voice. It's about how you are birthed in the will of God. You are birthed a singing person. So, because singing is a kind of teaching. See what Moses did. See what he did in Exodus 15. It's teaching. It's a kind of teaching. It's not for entertainment. And that's why I'm not against any church who is doing this. But you're not going to have the music team line up in front of you and give you a special rendition. It's not going to happen. Then you sit down and you're saying, no, we are singing spirits, all of us. So whatever they are singing, we are all singing it. They're not going to come and try to entertain you and try to make you feel good in the church. And that's what you mean. So you need to say, I enjoy this, the choir rendition today. It's not going to happen. Prophet, are you guys planning that? No. We are all going to sing the new song. The song of the Exodus. I've taught you before that new song doesn't mean singing in tongues. Abby, what does it mean? Singing about what Christ has done. Is that the Exodus? Alright. So everything is coming together for you now. So we are Exodus people. Singing is a kind of teaching. It's not entertainment. It's not what you come to church and say, Jesus don't do am, he don't do am, he don't do am, he don't do am. Now, that sounds like a new song. He has done it. But the moment you're saying, he don't do am, he don't do am, he don't. There's something we used to do in campus fellowship then. Now, this is not during service, so. I never said it before. Upon my head. Holy Ghost, upon my head. Now, every time we are doing that, we know we are playing. And people will be doing different kinds of dance. Upon my head. Upon my head. Yeah, yeah. Upon my head. It's in my life. Bro. Now, those of us who are playing, we know we are entertaining ourselves. But when you come to church, and it's in church, you are doing leg work, liver work, tail work. What other dance? What other dance? I know leg work. I don't know that one. Boshola, where are you? What other dance? Suddenly, Ogechi says, what other dance is there? Apart from leg work, I didn't do dance actually. I did everything with other leg work. And they say, our pastor doesn't know things. And you do everything. It's not in the church. It's not even at home. I've taught you before that there is no single song in the world that is neutral. I will say it again. Nothing to be scared about. There's no song in the world that is neutral. It's either inspired by God or not. What our songs ought to do is to put melody to God's word. Amen. Jesus sang songs. In Matthew 22, when he asked them a question in verse 22, he said, Christ, whose son is he? And he said, he's the son of David. And he asked them, he said, okay, if he's the son of David, why then did David call him Lord? If he's the son. And, they departed from him. They didn't ask him any questions from that day. But he was quoting Psalm 110 verse 1. Why did David call him Lord? My Lord said to my Lord. Right? Sit down at my right hand and make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110 verse 1. One of the most quoted psalms in the entire Bible. And it's a song. The Lord said to my Lord. I can imagine how David is singing it. The Lord said to my Lord. Sit down at my right hand till I make your enemies. I'm thinking Jesus is quoting a song and is teaching with it on the cross when he said it is finished in John 19:30. It's a song. The song you find in Psalm 69 when he said they have encompassed around me like bulls. It was a song. No, I told you a psalm can be poetry. These ones are songs. Everything David did in Psalm 22. The booze, the guinea pig, my body's gone out of me like bronze is a song. He's singing. He's putting melody to God's word. So Jesus quoted a lot of songs. Psalm 91 is a song. The one that everybody prays with. In Psalm 2 verse 7, thou art my song, this have I begotten. It's a song. So the teachings of Jesus are filled with songs. What does that tell you? Songs are supernatural. Music is supernatural to us. And that's why music is one of the most powerful ways you can pass across any message in the world. You see them having events, a World Cup. You know, and the first thing you're looking for is, which artist will give us a song? Why are they not giving us speech? Want to communicate unity all around the world. Say, let artists come together and sing. Because songs are a powerful medium to get across messages. So the believer must watch what he sings and how he sings. Songs are supernatural. It actually can affect the life of a man. Songs are supernatural. Go to Revelation chapter 5. Learn something. Don't worry, don't forget we're coming from Ephesians 5:18. Be not filled, not be drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and what? Spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart. Singing with praise in your heart to God, and with thanksgiving, of course. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and four, 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them their harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Can we read verse 9 together? And they sung a new song. Is that Exodus? Saying what? Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and redeemed us to God by the blood of out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation. And you have made us unto God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. It's a song. That's the song of the Exodus. So we demonstrate our Exodus by singing, just like Moses did. We demonstrate our redemption by singing. We take our place in Christ by singing. It's not just an activity. It is by the Spirit. It's not a mere activity. It is by the Spirit. We demonstrate the Exodus by singing. A new song is a song we sing because we are born of the Spirit. It's a song we sing because we are in Christ. It's a song we sing because we are seated far above all principalities and power. Amen? It's our song. It's my song. It's my song. So songs are expressions of supernatural events. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Then I'm going to sing about it. Oh, I am a child of God. I'm going to sing about it. Songs are how we flow in the Spirit. And that's why Satan, listen very well to what I'm about to say this one. Satan has found a way to use songs and music to talk about drugs, to talk about sexual immorality, to talk about fraud. He said, let me see if I can do it. He does a music video and you see cars. And you see, it's just a normal song. It's not normal. I told you what I do. I was telling you yesterday. If I see a song across my timeline, let's say I'm on Twitter, or Twitter is very rare. On Instagram, for example, they have this option of saying, I don't want to see this again. Or I don't want to see something related to this. And that's what I choose. So if I go to my Instagram, oftentimes what I just see is Arsenal. And there's nothing flesh about Arsenal, it's spiritual. Hallelujah. Like you win 6-0, spiritual event. But that I will sit down and have you talk nonsense to my ear with my own data, it's not possible. Because songs are not neutral. And all of people, they've gone into prostitution, they've gone into womanizing. Because they just don't know where the influence came from. It came from the songs you heard. I'm a fan. I stand. The Bible says, let him that stands. Let him take it. Let him fall. Amen. You are standing on the wrong grounds. Songs are supernatural. Whether evil supernatural or good supernatural. Amen. So you have Satan hijack it to talk about violence. Now that's what is going around now. Violence. I don't choose peace. You said it with your own mouth. I can say I am old school, say anything you want to say. But you never see me type that one. I've not come in peace. I'm come with violence. Violence is what we have here. Ah. How can you say that, believer? And now, violence now comes to your life. And I say, I don't even understand. I speak by the Spirit of God. There is no violence around me. You already said you have not come in peace. Peace is not an option. Me, I choose peace. How can you say peace is not an option? I choose peace in my own life. Violence, away. Amen. Call me old school. Call me. But death and life are in the power of the tongue. Choose life. There's no neutral song. That's why people can listen to a song and they'll be sad. People can listen to a song and they'll be moody. And just say, I don't know what's doing me. These songs you are listening to. The song that is talking about how that in the end of his life, he will be nothing. He will fade into the air. He will kinikon, they will forget about him. When he got kinikon, the song that someone got by smoking ego. Don't be drunk with wine. Where is the message? Someone got that song because it was I, not to God, not he was seated on I, on another kind of I. He got that song because he was elated, exhausted. And he sang it, put it in the song. They can't even sing it again. They don't have lyrics. They just go as close as they are to the Most High like that. They just go. They just go to the studio. And he's asking me, if we write this song and we don't put the melody, what are you singing? Elele mama ye, what elele mama ye? Answer yourself, you answer yourself. What elele mama ye? Is it tongues? There was a Christian song like that one time. And I had to ask the pastor, the person I was pastoring for that time, I said, are you sure I should say this thing? Elele mama. So what's elele mama? I will ask before you carry me to one place where I don't know. What's elelele mama? What is it? Is it tongues? Is it your language in your village? What is it exactly? There's no neutral song. There's no neutral influence. That's why Paul says, don't be drunk with wine. Choose the spirit. That means you have an option. There are two kinds of influence. It's like you are influenced in the natural or you are influenced by the spirit of God. How can you have a video? You see, I have some playlist. Am I saying all the songs you sing this should be GSC Psalm? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just letting you know that there's no song that is neutral. Weigh the spirit of the song. Weigh the words. A song said, I will be gone before the morning comes. Any call, not for beats. Gone to where? You can go alone. So actually, there was a song like that. I think it was an Instagram reel. I like the melody so much. So I used my, there's this app. I used it to find out the song. Yeah, and I downloaded it. I like the melody. I thought, individual. When you have enjoyed it, you just say, I'll be gone before the morning comes. Delete. God forbid bad thing. Exodus, is the anti-Exodus. How can I be gone before the morning comes? Can you hear now? I deleted it. I said, no. It's not a Christian song, but I will weigh you. Even Christian song has a way. The one that you call your psalm. I mean, I've edited psalms before. Saying that time, I know it's from the spirit, but change that part to this. It's better that way. Wait, hallelujah. There's no neutral song. You know a believer by the kind of song he sings. Judge the song. Judge the songs that you hear and the ones that you sing. What is Paul's instruction in Colossians 3:16? You know something? So I'm a singing spirit. Colossians 3. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? In what? Psalms. So we can teach and admonish one another. We can comfort one another and instruct one another in psalms. In psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs. Spiritual songs means songs by the Spirit. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Singing with grace in your heart. Hebrews 13. Singing with grace in your heart. Hebrews 13 verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. He's talking about singing. Ephesians 5, where we're coming from. So we're back there now. So we said, the believer is an Exodus person. And if he's an Exodus person, then he's a singing person. Right? learn to sing. And learn to sing the song of our Exodus. Learn to sing the song of our Exodus. Ephesians 5:18 now. Be not drunk with wine wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Amen. This is not an instruction for church service. It's an instruction for Christian living. Be filled with the Spirit. Be under the influence of the Spirit. Be under the influence of the Spirit. One of the ways to know a believer that is full of the Spirit is that he is full of songs. Sometimes I go out to buy things, maybe groceries, and I'm just singing. Bro Michael, you follow me oftentimes. You see what happened recently, yeah? And I said, I wish I can have pen and paper to write this one down. But I know they come every time. You must make it an habit. You must make it an habit. Sing every time. You really don't know how much is going on when you're singing. When you're praying too. If you knew more. If you knew what is going on every time you sing by the Spirit, you will sing more. It's not for church service, for every time. Sometimes it's even whistling. I'm sorry, I don't know how to whistle well. I wonder, what's happening? He's singing. Making melodies in your heart. I was singing one in the midnight. One midnight like that. But Michael, you heard me, yeah? And he said, I like it. I said, I'll take you to our witchcraft meeting. There was no lyrics to it. He's this with me. There was no lyrics to it. I was just... And I did it for almost more than an hour. There was no lyrics, there was no English. I was just something is going on. Don't be drunk with wine where is in excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. So you know a believer who is full of the Spirit because he's full of songs. Because when he's singing, he's taking his place in the Exodus. When he's singing, he's taking his place in Christ. We take our authority when we sing. Look at 1 Corinthians 14. You learning something? We'll close very soon so that we can sing well. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 2. For he that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. That word him there is actually no man understands tongues. Albeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Is that Revelation 14? Eh? It cannot be learned. He said, I heard them sing a song that no man could learn. No man understands it. Then in verse 14, 1 Corinthians 14:14. For if I pray in tongue, my spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Can we read verse 15 together, everybody? What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will pray with the Spirit. Play for me. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. So I will sing with the Spirit. Now sing. It's the song of Exodus. Just sing. No fear, no power of darkness can overcome. We are victorious. That's who we are. No fear, no power of darkness can overcome. We are in the axle. Just I'll sing with the Spirit. Amen. Also, it's like, I will sing with the Spirit. And I will sing with understanding also. The word sing there is the word salo. P-S-A-L-L-O. P-S-A-L-L-O. It's better put, I will sing psalms by the Spirit. I'll sing psalms by the Spirit. So we are standing where David stood. And we have more than 150. Amen. Amen. We have more than 150 songs to sing. We have more. Amen. We are standing in where the prophet stood. And we're going to offer things. The mind of God. His plan for his people. His plan for us. We are going to sing out healing. Amen. We're going to sing out healing. I remember there was a brother like that. And he just says he was singing. And he didn't know why he was singing. He sang for about 3 hours. It was at Inland. He sang was at the chapel. Was just singing. Someone I know very well. And as he was singing, he said he wanted to stop. But every time he's about to stop, he has that impression to go again. And I go again, it's like 30 minutes, 1 hour again. So he just kept singing. In tongues. And eventually, later on, he was diagnosed of a very severe ailment. About 2 weeks later. So I visited him at the school clinic where they were going to transfer him to Lutz, actually. And I said, be strong. He said, I already sang it out. So remember that night at the chapel? I said, what night? Now we go to chapel almost every night. He said, which of the night? He said, the night where he wanted to stop singing. I can't remember. He said, the next day God told him is because you are getting strength for what is ahead. And so as he sang, as I was going to, I said, the name is you sorted out. And because he needed to be strong in faith to weather that storm. He needed to be strong in faith. Of course, he weathered it. Amen. But that strength came because he sang 3 weeks ago. Can you imagine? 3 weeks ago. And he didn't know he was singing for strength. Just like Jesus. Bible says, after he prayed in that garden, Bible says, he called his disciples and they sang hymns. They sang hymns. Strength for what's ahead. So sometimes you don't know what the song is doing. Yours is to keep singing. So now what the song is doing is making a way for you. Sometimes what the song is doing is providing for you. Sometimes the song is fighting for you in somewhere else. Sometimes it's working on your ministry. Sometimes it's working on you yourself. It's working on strange habits. But you must keep singing. It's the song of our Exodus. It's unique to us. It's not neutral. It's supernatural. It's as supernatural as it gets. When they left Egypt, they sang songs. It's a song of deliverance. Amen. Learn to sing. Instead of worrying, sing. Whatever can cause you to worry can cause you to sing. Are you listening to me? You just start singing. You don't need keyboard in your house. You don't need flute. You don't need a guitar. If you have one, you're lucky. You just go singing. Our works are prospering. Our works are prospering. We lose none of the things that God is doing. His grace is mighty. We exit fear. We exit anxiety. Our hands are strong. Our hearts are strong. We are bold. Bold to stand for the Lord. Even on strange grounds. We are strong. We are bold. We can speak. This is who we are. We are strong. We are strong. We are bold. We can speak. We are soldiers of the Lord. We are army in His place. We are His outstretched hand, calling to the world to make things happen. He has given us the nations to build. And they are yielding everywhere, in every place, in every continent, in every tribe, on every street, in every language. Jesus is glorified. He's glorified. Dele maguri and a day. To those dealers, Nina Matatari, Nina Masuri, Cabada, Sabahina, Sabahina. The victory is ours. We will never be defeated. We are winning grounds every time. Every time. I need the man that builds the faith. The supernatural is what we have. It's all around us. It's all around us. It's all around us. Yes, yes. Amen. I'll sing with the spirit. I'll sing with the understanding. These are unrehearsed songs. Because they are unique to you. Our activities are supernatural. Amen. You put melody on God's word. You put melody on God's promise. What you thought you would never be able to do for the Lord. As you sing out, you start singing out His plan. You start singing out strength. Start singing out ease. You sing away discouragement. How about that one? You sing it away. So instead of worry, you sing. Instead of confusion, you sing. Our songs are not for entertainment. No, they are for the believer's authority. Add some songs to your life. I got some years ago when we had that time, the dark has nothing on me. I was on a bike. I was on a bike. Bike. And it just came. I started singing. I started singing songs on the bike. I brought out my phone. I knew something was around. And I sang it on the standing. I said, I'm purified, sanctified, washed in the blood. The dark has nothing on me. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was going to happen. I still don't know till now. But you know what? I sang it. The dark has nothing on me. Whatever was going to happen did not happen. And will not happen. Because I already sang it out. I'm 10 steps ahead. So when the devil thinks he's planning something, he's conjuring something together, I sing it out already. And I say, the dark has nothing on me. I'm in the glory of God. I'm born of His Spirit. The dark has nothing on me. And as I was singing that song this morning, that professor, I thought you're going to sing it with much passion. Because songs reveal the heart of God for us at that moment. It's an edification, healing and miracles. The power of the Lord is in our midst. Edification, visions and revelation. The Spirit of God is in our midst. The move of the Spirit is what we have. Edification, singing, rejoicing, laughter. You sing it. When someone tells you, edification, laughing and rejoicing. Know that something is happening. And you must learn to take hold of the moment. You must learn to take hold of opportunities. When someone tells you, there's rejoicing around now, the Spirit of God, I mean, start rejoicing. You don't want to think of that. Because things happen in split seconds. Elijah told Elijah, he said, well, I don't know, but if you can see me taking up, it's fine. If you take your eyes away and you say, you just want to look at, they are doing something there. Someone is preaching, I want to see what he's doing. He said, if you can see me taking up, you have the double portion. Learn to maximize the atmosphere. You are charismatic. Learn to maximize the atmosphere. There's actually an atmosphere for miracles. There's an atmosphere for healing. There's an atmosphere for revelation. There's an atmosphere for the power of God. There's an atmosphere for the move of the Spirit. And we have one this morning. Amen. Oh, we have. Sing in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Things are going to happen this morning. Maximize the atmosphere. Zike mo di leba suda. Gine mo menade. Zike ba no lo zike. Gime le mire mo zara. You have Psalms this morning. You have Psalms this morning. Instructions by the Spirit. Inclinations by the Spirit. Songs that will change nations. Songs that will be sung everywhere. Woo! Yes, this morning. The Spirit of God is ours.
You are in us. You are with us.
Keep singing.
There's no distance. Just let you keep on being Jesus. You are in us. You are with us. There's no distance. What you need to do, you are with us. Let's do it, Lord. You're me, God. Be to the Lamb.
You've got a psalm? Now sing in understanding. As you're singing this week, you're singing in understanding. Making melodies. Mm-hmm.